Mayonet. Because Rashi Shite is that according to Levi, we have two halachas. First of all, if you shtei mayonets, so it's not a mayon tomei. So without the exeris akosim, So without the exeris akosim, so she's stay home. But then we have exeris akosim. So that exeris akosim, according to Levi, has to apply to a case of shifas. So we don't have to resort to these terutzim by this. So it is because of these kashes that Rashi is chilek on this. Alright. Now, the thesis of Rabasco and Pasco, we learned it yesterday. So Ramatam deduces from this aloche, from this gemore of Rabasco and Pasco, that he let us bezeiv, oy bezmarazeiv, so if she counted and then she saw bimeteya kelim tvile is inosisax. So this is from the Tam says two halachas. First of all, he deduces from this gemore that Eilat is bezei. So if she counted already the Zayniki, and then in the Emeteya, she was royal. She had her ears down, so it's not safe. That he deduces from our Gemara. Then the Rabbi Tam discusses another question. How about the regular Zomik Deila? If she already counted Zayniki, and then after she has completed the count of Zayniki, she had the Rias Dam, is it Seisel Mafreya, the whole Zayniki, she has to start counting in you? Or Zayniki? Or it's not Seisel Mafreya, but if the Riyah, after the completion of the Zayniki, it happens to be in the Yemei Zivah, so then she'll be Shemeres Yeh. If it happens to be in the Yemei Nideh, so she'll be Reise, she'll be Meor for 7 days, but she won't have to count seven clean days. So, from our Gemore, we have no Raya in regard to that child. But, on the basis of Svore, Rabbi Tam says that even a regular Zom, if she has a Riyah's Dam, After she has completed the Zayinikim, so it's not Seisel Mafreya. Why? Because when is the Stire, as long as the count of Zayinikim was not realized? But if the count of Zayinikim was already realized, then there is no Stire. So we have these two halachas by Ramatam. Now, so Ramatam is a makil in both situations in regard to Yeledes B'Zeiv, and even in regard to a regular Zohar, not Yeledes B'Zeiv, even though we could distinguish between them. Now, as I mentioned, and that you should go over that Riv inside in the Mordechai's explanation of the Riv. The Riv Shite is, as the Mordechai says, it's not explicit in the Riv. The Riv Shite is that the Yeledes B'Zeiv that counted Zion King. Count the Zaynikim, let's say, the Riv Paskins, I mean, like all the Rishenim, except from the town, like Chove, that Yemeleidesh in a Reuben, Eilis le Zaynikim. So suppose she was a Yildes, or Vizocho, let's say, a Yildes of a Nikevo, and then it's much easier to visualize a realization of a count of Zayinikim within the Emeleide, in the case of the Yeledes, in the cave of So it's much easier to visualize than in the case, it's harder to visualize a case of a full, of a realization, of a full realization of the count of Zayin Nikin by Yeledes, but within the Yemelede by Yeledes Ocho. Because by Yeledes Ocho, so it's 7 days Yemelede. And how is it possible that she should have no raised arm unless it is a case of a lady Yabeshte? But this is a very unusual phenomenon. But it's easy to visualize in the case of Yeledes Nikevo. So the Rif Paskins like Rove, that Yemelede Shenerei Ben is Eilis Lizayin Nikim. Is Eilis Lizayin Nikim. So Memele, the Rif Paskins, so suppose she counted the Zayin Nikim within Yemelede, and then Yemeteya, she had the Riazdam, so it says Alim Afreya, oh, the Zayin Nikim, and she has to start counting Zayin Nikim 17 days in you. This is what the Mordechai says, is the Shita Rif. In the Rif, I mean, you could say any pshat in the Rif. It's all. So, the Rif is in the second period of Shavuos, Hilchas Nidah, which is Hilchas Nidah. So it's, I mean, in this Gemara, it's the Abdalet in the Rif in Shavuos. So when he says, ואף אגב דקיים אומרים כרב גם המעין אחד הוא ועתיר אותי מוסי ועתיר אותי רוסי כי מדי כיהודס בזה לצריך חושיב הניקים ומתיה אבדינו נמי החוקי יסיירה כרב זיר וכל דם דחז יבניתיה יסר על השם ניקים. Now he said that the Rif doesn't say it explicitly. It's only the Mordechai's pshat. Why, I mean, why should we say that the Rif doesn't say it? Doesn't he say it explicitly? That if a woman sees dam in Yemiteya, so she has to count Zayiniki. She has to count Zayiniki. If a Yehudis sees dam in Yemiteya, she has to count Zayiniki. So doesn't the Rif say it explicitly? So why do we say that the Mord has pshat in the Rif? Because without the Mord has pshat in the Rif, so the Rif could be explained in accordance with the sheet of the Ramban. There is a takone by Rab Zeire. Bnei Yisroel echmiru al atzmon. Sha'afilu reiz tipes dam kichardo. So yesh lo zayiki. So that's the Rabbanon, that every isha today, even if she has a single ri of dam, a single ri of dam, and it doesn't matter when she saw it, whether she saw it in Minida, whether she saw it in Mizive, doesn't matter. She becomes his only day. So the Ramban, so most Rishayim say that the takono of Reb Zeire applies only to a Riyaz Dam that takes place by an Isha in Yimei Tumen. But it happens to be Yimei Nidhi. Or it happens to be Yimei Zive, but only one Riyaz. So the Rai says she should become only a Zorektane. So Reb Zeire was Misakei, that if a woman sees Dam in Yimei Tumen, now the Yimei Tumei itself are divided into Yimei Nidah and Yimei Zive, except Yimei Teah. That's the only period that is neither Yimei Nidah nor Yimei Zive. But except for Yimei Teah, so every day is a Yimei Tumei. It might be Yimei Nidah, or it might be Yimei Zive. I say Yimei Tumei. In other words, Yimei Tumei, not that it's Tumei. If she doesn't see dam, she is Teiro. But it means potentially it's Yimei Tumei. Masha'inke Yimei Teah. So even potentially it's not Yimei Tumei. Because no ri is dam in the Yimei Teah is mitani di isho. So the takone of Reb Zeire doesn't even apply. That's the sheet of most Hashem. However, the Ramban sheet is that Reb Zeire's takone implied not only if a woman has a single ri is dam in the Yimei Tumei, regardless whether it's Yimei Nidah or Yimei Zive, she becomes a Zoridele. That even Rav Zeire was misaki, that when a woman sees Tipes Dam Kehar, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Yimei Tumei that are potentially Yimei Tumei with Raise, or Yimei Teah that even potentially it's not Yimei Tumei. The takone of Rav Zeire was that Tipes Dam Kehar, she becomes a Zoridele. So that is Ramban Shita. But most Rishonim Achirim can Ramban. So it's possible to say that the Reb is not even Chilek and Tisa Shita. But he says because of the Takone of Reb Zeira. Because the Takone of Reb Zeira. Oh, and he mentions Reb Zeira. But the Mordechai doesn't explain to him that way. Why? Because apparently the Mordechai disagreed with Ramban Shite, and that he held, like most Rishonim, that the Takone of Reb Zeira doesn't apply to Yemiteya. Doesn't apply to Yemiteya. So the Mele, why does the Rif say because of Reb Zeira's din, hold down the Chazi Yemiteya Yasu Hashim Nikim? The answer is because all Noshim today definitely have the din of Yehiel Vizbizeir because of the Takon of Reb Zeira. Yehiel Vizbizeir. So the Mele, so even if she counted within the Yemilei, she completed a count of Zaynikim, but then in the Yemitea she sees, so that is Eiseya. So it's not that the Rif agrees with the Shita of the Ramban. You see, but it's possible to explain the Rif on the basis of the Shita of the Ramban. All right, but the Mordechai doesn't explain the Rif that way. So here, the Chiddush Yanshi Shein quotes, but you look it up in the Mordechai itself, and Mulchasnide in Shuas. So he says, Loshim Mordechai, Vani o Yisi Sovu, the Rif Bolose Oreinu Danteya, Vomali Aram, the Meilom Loyola Alda Sorim, Vani o Yisi Sovu, the Mordechai was a Talmud of Aram Rutuna. So the Mordechai himself wanted to explain the Rif in accordance with the Shita of the Ramban. Not that the Rif is Chilek HaTesis. So it's, Mordechai says, Meilom Rutenberg, his Rebbe, he told him, no, that's not the Pshat. So, Roma Lioram, Rabbi Meir, the Meilom Liol Aldaso Rif Leser Dantea. Why? Because that they consider this as an unreasonable shite that Reb Zeira's Takone applies to Yemite. Because why? Why do they consider it unreasonable? Because why was Reb Zeira Misake that when a woman sits down, so regardless whether it's Yeminide or Yemizide, she has to count Zayinikim. Why? Because many times a woman will become mixed up as to her state, whether she is Yeminide or Yemizide. So certainly according to the Rambam Shite, it's very easy to become mixed up. But even according to the Rambam Shite, there is a possibility that a woman will have a suffix, whether she is in the Yeminide or she is in the Yemizide. So because of that, Reb Zeira was misaki. But why should he be misaki with Gabi Yemiteya? I mean, there is no possibility of a mistake. I mean, which woman will forget, when she gave birth to a child? I mean, this is... So that's the reason as to why most Rishonim reject the Ramban Shite that Reb Zeira's Takone applies to Yemiteya. So this is why Rabbi Meir Rutenberg said, V'yom al Yaram, V'meilu lo al dasov im glasir al damteya. אל דיסווילי, דיבייםו וטבילי טלי נחמני, כי דאמרו להם פרק דיסקוסי, וכל זמן שלו טוב לו, הפילוסוף ראשי בו נקי, ושוב רוע עשו, צריך עולר זהיר וליסביר זי, ובוסר הוכה טוב, אבל בוסר הטבילי, הווה אדם טוי יובי ניסייסי. This is. So that's the shite of the Rif. He is chilek on thesis. Now, if the Rif is chilek on thesis, even in regard to Yeledes Bezeiv, so lachas kama v'chamo that is chilek on thesis in regard to a regular Zohar who counted Zaynikim, and then after she has completed the count of Zaynikim, she saw down. So that in that case, the Rif would certainly say that it's Eisa, because thesis says. Taisa deduces from our Gemore in regard to Yeledes Bezeiv. So Taisa says, but it's no raya in regard to regular Zohar. But then Taisa says that even in regard to regular Zohar, it's not Seisa. When can there be stire if the count was not finished? But if the count by the king was finished, there cannot be any stire. But the Rif that holds even in regard to Yeledes Bezeiv, that it can be Seisa. So like Haskamo Bechamo, in regard to regular Zobe that it's Eisa, according to the Rif. Now, is there any Shite who accepts the shita of Rabbi Natan, the shita of Rabbi Natan that says that the Yeledes Bezeim, if she finished the Zayin Nikiyim and then Yibiteya, she had a Riyah, so it's not Zayin. But in regard to a Zobeh, a regular Zobeh, they were, so it is a Zayin, even though the Riyah took place after she completed the count of Zayin Nikiyim. Is there such a Shite? Is there such a Shite? Rishayim, many Rishayim say what Tezu says. That it's possible to make a distinction. But most Rishenim say that, and they say the same thing that Teisa says. Even though there is no Raya, but Mr. Asvore, once the count of Zayin Nikiyim was completed, so no Raya can be said Salamafe. But is there a Shite that really distinguishes? There is such a Shite. The Chidushi Arashba mentions it in the name of Nimuki Arab Rabyein. So Rabbi Yehine, it appears, agrees with the first din of Rabbi Tam, that Yeledes Bezei, so that who counted Zayin Nikiyim and then Shelevi and Yimeteya, so it's not Zayza. But a regular Zohar who finished counting Zayin Nikiyim and then Shelevi is Dam, it is Zayza Mafreya, all the Zayin Nikiyim. She has to start counting it. That's the Nemuke Arab Rabbi. So, in other words, so we have three shittas. We have the shita of Rabbi Natan, that neither Yeledes Bezei nor a regular Zohar who had the riyas down after the completion of Zayin Nikiyim, so it's Eisal Mafreya, because there can only be stira as long as the Isha did not realize a count of Zayin Nikiyim. After a count of Zayin Nikiyim is realized, there cannot be any stira. And then we have the shita of the Riv, according to Maram Rutland. We have the Shite of the Riv, according to Maram Rutland, that even the Yoel is Bezeim, if she has a Riv in Yimitea, so it's Isa Mafreya, Allah has come with a regular Zove, that if she has a Riv down after she completed the Kamo of Nikim, so it's Isa Mafreya. Then we have the Shita of Muki Arab Rav Yehine, that in regard to Yeledes Bezei, there is no Stira Mafreya. But in regard to regular Zove, there is a Stira Mafreya. Yes?
According to the Rif and Rav Yehine, until what time can be Sosa?
Until she completes the Zayin Nikiyim and she's developed. And she's
developed. And according to the Rif, that Shaya
Fiyun Baya. Of course, I mean, that goes without saying. If a woman completed Zayin Nikiyim and then she went Tvile, and then immediately after the Tvile, she had her ears down, so it's not Isa Mafreya.
Okay,
so then it's a Shaya, I mean, so all the Noshim in the world would be able to be Isa Mafreya, I mean, upset everything. So okay. It's only prior to Tvile, but after Tvile, there cannot be any still Mafreya.
According to the Rif, though, that you left the zone. So,
when
she
contacted
him, she was
developed
the same thing. I mean, going where you run into
the problem
with
this. No. The Riv would be made there that the Yeledes Bezei, who counted Zayin Nikiyim, and then she was developed. And then in the Yimiteya, after Tvile, she saw the Riyas down, so she's Mitaras Lebayel. I mean, Medina Digmor. She's Mitaras Lebayel. Medina Digmor. After Tvile, there cannot be anything. So, by Yeledes Bezei, so it's Yimiteya, she's even with Teres Lebailo. She's not with Teres Lebailo because of the Takones Akeini. You see, according to the Rambam, so it is part and parcel of the Takone of Reb Zeir, so we didn't ignore it. So, if a woman sees Dam Yimiteya, she's Asher Lebailo, according to Rambam. But according to all the other Rishonim, we didn't ignore it. If a woman sees Dam Yimiteya, she's with Teres Lebailo. But, Takones Akeini, they certainly, the Rambam mentions Takones Akeini, that if a woman sees that in the Yimeteya, she is Asur Lebayel. Now, there is one difficulty here in this thesis. Here Tesis mentions in the name of Rabbi Natan, the Rebbe is saying, Oy, Bisman Hazeh, Oy, Bisman Hazeh, the Kulenoshim Hashvinon, the Rebbe is saying, She Seifrin Achayim Itumas Alebe, Shivoniki, Viroaso Bimitea, Kedem Tvile, Emesis Seres, Emesis Seres. So Rabbi Natan passes that the Rebbe is saying, If she counted Zayin Ki, and she counted Zayin Ki, Acha Yimeitumas Aleide. Why does he say Rabbetam Acha Yimeitumas Aleide? Why does he say Acha Yimeitumas Aleide? Because that's Rabbetam Shitose Dada Shite that Abu Ismaimi mentions. So yesterday, Rabbetam, I mean Abu Ismaimi mentions, and Tesis that from Zayin mentions. I mean, we don't have to say. I mean, Abu Ismaimi Tesis that from Zayin, the big Tesis, that the Lamed of Yalkigam has reference to the machleket between Abai and Rove, you mean to Masleide. She ben, whether Eli is Zayin Kim or not, so he passed like Abai, the Tate Elis. That's why Rabbi Tam emphasizes, the Elis is saying, as a good Rosh Hashanah, she saved him, Acha, you mean to Masleide, she mean not within the Yemi to Masleide. Because within the Yemi to Masleide, according to Rabbi Tam's psak, it cannot be Eli. Viroaz of Mitea, Kedem Tvila, in this sense. But the question is, and then the Oroch Lineir raises that question. Oroch Lineir, it's a very good thing for the Oroch Lineir, I mean. So he raises that question. So, but there is another Rabbi Tam that Abba Ismail in the Sefarat Truma mentioned, namely, that according to Misila, and we pass like Misila, that Beyenu Tvile Tolerachmone, so that means, according to Bisilel, the Yimei Leide, the Yimei Tei Leide, the Yimei Tumas Leide, do not end unless there is a Tvile. And when the Torah says 7 days, 14 days, 7 days for Izocho, 40 days for Nikeve, it only means the minimum of Yimei Tumas Leide. There is a minimum of 7 days you meet to Maslade by Yoledes Zocho. There is a minimum of 14 days you meet to Maslade by Yoledes Nekeva. But until there is a Tvile, somebody Yoledes, so the you meet to Maslade continue. Until the expiration of Yemetea. It cannot continue indefinitely. So how, and that's Rabbi Tam Shite. So mainly the question arises, according to Rabbi Tam. Who on one hand he says that according to Bisilel that Bilein Mitvile Tolerachmone, so it means that the Yemileide do not end until there is a Tvile, and because of that, Dago Ismaili mentions in the name of Ramnetan that a woman, in order to be Muteres Lebailo within the Yemiteya, so then she has to realize two Tviles. One Tvile to terminate the Yitumas Leide, and another Tvile, and then she has to start counting Zayin Kiyin, and then after the Zayin Kiyin, to realize another Tvile. So how does Rabbi Tam say, Mikan in Rabbi Tam, Yilad is Bizei, Oi, Vizmanazeh, Dikulen Roshi, Hashvino Ki Yilad is Bizei, She Seifri Nachayim Yitumas Leide, Shivo Nikiyin, Viroas of Mitea Kedem Tvile, Amos Iseres. So, if it's Kedem Tvile, so the Yemei Leide still continue. And if Yemei Leide still continue, so the completion of his Ayin Kim count was not realized. Because it passes like a Baye. As Tesis says, Daflam is Ayin. So it's still when they obey, and he says, "V'ruas of mitaya kiyum tvile." So on one hand, it's seifrin achal yomitim esaleide. On the other hand, he says, "V'ruas of mitaya kiyum tvile." Kiyum tvile. So how can it be sofcho shivonikim? He passes like Abaye, and even if she started to count as ayinikim, let's say on the 15th day after yomitim esaleide. But it still cannot be able. Because even the 15th day is made to Masleide, if she didn't make it Tvile. And if Rabbi Tam is reference to a case where she did make it Tvile, so then there is no problem altogether if she didn't make it Tvile. So then, of course, there cannot be any Tvile. So So then it goes without saying that there cannot be any stira. After tefillah, how can there be stira? So that question is raised by the author of that kasha and this Ramadan. So he gives a very simple teretz, and while on the surface it might appear as a deichad, but there is no other teretz. I can't even conceive how we could give another teretz. That because Dago is my name, and the Sefer HaTrumah mentioned the name of Rav Netam. That since Rav Netam passes, that on one hand, like Abaye, that he melei the shenereya ben enayu lizayinki, and on the other hand, he holds that according to Bisila, that beyemu itfilat al rachmoni. So it's not only regabi the tumes dam, that the dam is coming, as the other Rishonim say. But it means, according to Bisilel, that Yimelide do not end automatically. They continue, and until there is a tefillah. So they can continue, they can last even after 7 days, and even after 14 days. So Mimele, in order to be Meteres Lebailo, Dago Yismayim says, according to Ramitan, a woman must undergo two tefillahs, unless she'll be separated from the husband until the night of the 88th day. Let's see, Yeledes Nikevim. Or the 48th day, by Yeledes Zachor. But otherwise, in order to be Meteres Lebailo, before, within the Yemeteya, so she must undergo to Tefillas according to Ramitan. So Mimele, he says, so the Teretz that the Oroch Linea gives, I mean, there couldn't be any other teretz. So he says that when Ramatam says here, Mikanim Ramatam, the letters be saved for his man said, he called a notion Hashunen, he letters be saved, she saved Kinachay, he took a lady, she won a key, the Roas of Mitea Kedim Tvile. So when he says, the Roas of Mitea Kedim Tvile, it means Kedim Tvile Shlio, not Kedim Tvile Risheno. Kedim Tvile Risheno, he couldn't have realized a count of Zayin Kiri. But it means V'yiro'as of imitei ha'keidem tefilo shmiyo. Deinus says. There couldn't be any other teretz. Alright. Now the Mishnah. Hamikasha nido. Koshis v'shleisha yomim sirid al aviyei. V'sof samay sleis v'yohol v'arizi. Let it be zei. Dim reb lezer. Reb Yishuayim milay l'aviyei. Kilo Shabbos v'yemei sheshov som yatza v'lo min adam v'lo min adam. Now the Gemara discusses this Mishneh Hamikashim. So there are several mandomas. So but Rove explains it, and we pass like Rove Hamikasho. So b'minido nido. Why? Because there is a special zirzakos that doma machmas atzmo veloy machmas what? But that zirzakos, but it applies only to yemezivo. It doesn't apply to yemeinido. Some mele, as a result of this zirzakos, the halacha is that if a woman sees down. Close to her birth, and if it is Yemei Nido, so it doesn't make a difference whether the Riyas Dam was coupled with pay, or it was, that's called Kenshi, or it was the Riyas Dam took place in a state of comfort, that's called Bishefi. Bishefi means in a state of comfort. Not pain, not labor pain. So it doesn't. So if a woman sees down close to the birth of the child, now according to Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, so it's the period is 2 weeks. In Kishu Yisrael Mishnei Shabbos, there is one time that says the whole 9th month, but we pass it like Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon. In Kishu Yisrael Mishnei Shabbos. So suppose a woman saw down, let's say, she was expecting a baby. And on Sunday she saw down. And Sunday happened to be, by her, in the Yemei Nido. Every moment, so every day is either bienvenido or invisible. So then, even if the Riyas Dam on Sunday was coupled with intense labor pain, she becomes an Ibu. But suppose she saw Dam on Sunday, and it was invisible. And she saw Dan on Monday, and it was naturally invisible. She saw Dan on Tuesday, and it was invisible. And let's say that week she finally gave birth to a child. So then it depends. If on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, when she had Elias Dan, so she was in a state of comfort, it was not coupled with the labor pain, that's called Dan Bishevi. So there is a special zerasakosu. So then she becomes Zerasakosu. But suppose she saw Dam on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and that's Yemezimo. And it was coupled with pain. So it's called Dam Keishi Yemezimo. So it's a special zerasakosu that Domo Machmas Atzmo Vili Domo Machmas Vlodo. And that applies only to Yimei Zivo. That where she sees Dam, and she has pain, so it's Dam Keishi. Bimei Zivo is not Mutam. She doesn't become Zavideo. If she sees Dam, Bishevi, in Yimei Zivo, so she becomes Zavideo. But if she sees Dam, not Bishevi, but Bikeishi, So then she does not become Zavideva. But if Yemenida she sees the Dam, so even though she sees Bikeishi, she still becomes it. The Xerasakosu of Domo Machmas Atzmo, but Domo Machmas Vodo applies only to Eriye Bimeizive, but it doesn't apply to Eriye Bimeinide. But even Bimeizive, so there is a Xerasakosu of Domo Machmas Atzmo, Domo Machmas Lodo. If the Riyah is Bikeishi, then it means that it's Machmas Lodo. Because if the Riyah is Dam, the discharge of Dam is coupled with pain. Why is it coupled with pain? Because of the labor, that is it. Because of the labor. So it's Machmas Lodo. But if the Riyah is Dam is not coupled with pain, and it's the Mezime, so it's not Machmas Lodo. Because if it had been Machmas Lodo, it would be coupled with pain. So the male is a sakosu when it's bishevi, so she becomes a zomek dele, bimeizive. But if it's bikeishi, she does not become zom. She does not become zom. So amikasho nido. So bimeinido nido, and bimeizovo. So is teiro. Bimeizovo is teiro. This is how Rabbi explains the mission. Koshi so shleishes yomi. Biseich yudalef yei. That means bimeizivo. V'sof some Yisrael, v'yoldo harezu yuledes b'zei. You know, there is such a phenomenon that is called false labor pain. You know, many women sometimes get such pain that they think that the baby will emerge within a few minutes, and they are taken to the hospital, and then the doctor also thinks that the baby will emerge, and then they stay in the hospital for 2 days, and then she is sent home, and then a month later, or 3 weeks later, she goes again to the hospital, and then she really gives birth to the baby. So, how is that pain called? False labor pain. False labor pain. So, false labor pain is not considered if the Riyas Dam was coupled with false labor pain. It's not called Dam Keishi. Dam Keishi. When is it called Dam Keishi? If the Riyas Dam was coupled with real labor pain. But if it was coupled with false labor pain, so that's not called Dam Keishi. So the question is now, suppose a woman has great pain and she doesn't have the baby until 3 weeks later. So is that pain, and in the state of pain, she has a Riyas Dam? Is it called Dam Keishi? Even because of the fact that it was coupled with pain? Or in view of the fact that the birth did not take place until 3 weeks later, and she had a relatively long period of comfort between the pain and the birth, so mainly it's false labor pain. Now, everyone will realize, you know, because that's the natural state when a woman gives birth to a child. So she might start having intense pain, let's say maybe 24 hours, maybe 48 hours, before she gives birth to the child. But it doesn't mean that if the pain, the labor pain, starts, let's say, 24 hours before she gives birth to the child, that the pain will not leave her. Usually, it comes and goes away, it comes and goes away, every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes. So, mamele, if, let's say, a woman has pain, and then it subsides for 10 hours, and then she gives birth to the child, so then the pain she had 10 hours before she gave birth to the child is not false labor pain. It's real labor pain. But suppose a woman has intense pain and she goes to the hospital, but she is sent back home, the pain subsided, and then it subsided, let's say, for a few weeks, and then she gives birth to the child. Then we'll definitely say that the pain was false labor pain. So the question is, what period of comfort, how long a period of comfort has to take place in order to determine the pain that she had as false labor pain? As false labor pain. So mainly if it's false labor pain, so it's not damkeishi. And if it's not damkeishi, so it's damsheifi. So then she becomes Izovik Deilei. So there is a machlekes tanoim. So according to the Blazer, if there is a cessation of pain for 24 hours, in other words, if a woman had a riyas dam coupled with pain on Sunday, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then the pain subsided, and then she gave birth to the baby on Monday at 2 p.m. So there was an interval of more than 24 hours between the sensation of pain and the birth. So mele, the rie that took place Sunday 9 o'clock in the morning, in other words, 29 hours before the birth of the child, so that Riyas Dam is considered as Dam Shefi. Because it wasn't, when is it considered as Dam Keishi? Only when the Riyas Dam was coupled with labor pain. But if it was coupled with pain, but in view of the fact that there was an interval of more than 24 hours between that pain, let's say at 9 a.m. Sunday, and 2 p.m. Monday, so there was an interval of 29 hours, so mainly that means that the pain that she had at the time of the Riyas Dam at 9 a.m. Sunday was false labor pain. If it's false labor pain, it's not damkeishi, so it's considered damsheifi. Damsheifi, you may see, there makes her into his own day. So, Hakoshes Oshloishi Yom Misachid Al Vyei, Visof Sam Yisraeiz, Viyol Brakas Yiladez Vizei, Divi Rab Lezer, Rab Yishuaim Elayla Vyeim, Kilo Yishabes Vyeim, Sheshof Sam Natsar, Velo Yim Nadam, Rab Yishua says, no, in order to make a Dam Sheifi, in order to determine that the Riyas Dam was not coupled with real labor pain, but was coupled with false labor pain, and false labor pain is nothing. So it's like any other pain. Some women, whenever they have the period, they have pain. So that has no significance. So if it is false labor pain, so it's not considered in any way. So in order to be considered as false labor pain, only if there is an interval of 24 hours in which the woman was comfortable. And then there was an interval of 24 hours within which the woman did not have any pain. And then, after the 24-hour period, she gave birth to the child. So that means that the Riyas Dam was coupled with false labor pain. So it's not Dam Keishi, it's Dam Sheifi. Dam Sheifi, so she becomes his woman. According to Rabbi Yeshua, only if there is, according to Rabbi Lezer, the important thing is an interval of 24 hours of comfort. And this 24-hour period of comfort can take place from any hour in the day to any other hour in the day. Let's say, from 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday till 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday. According to Rabbi Yeshua, there must be an interval that contains a line of Yayim Kilele Shabbos. A line of Yayim Kilele Shabbos. Let's say, if the Shkia is 6 p.m., is 6 p.m. on Sunday. If the Shkia is 6 p.m. on Sunday, and if the woman had a Riyas Dam at 5:59 p.m. on Sunday, just before the Shkia, and then she had a state of comfort, she was in a state of comfort from 6 p.m. Sunday till a little after 6 p.m. on Monday. And then at 6:30 on Monday, she gave birth to the child. So then, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she is his own day. Because there was an interval of Laila B'yayim. But suppose the interval was constituted from 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday to 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday, so that doesn't determine the Riyas Dam as Dam Sheikh. So then it's considered as Dam Kesh. So she doesn't become his own. The important thing is that there was cessation from pain, not whether there was cessation from dam. That's not important, because what is it bearing on the question as to whether the pain was real liver pain or false liver pain? The number of hours within which he felt comfortable, not the number of hours within which there was no flow of dam. That has no relevance on the question of real labor pain versus false labor pain. Kamu yikishu yo v'meyarini afila boim chamishim yei. Then another question arises. How close to birth can the pain be considered as labor pain? Suppose she has pain 2 months before she gives birth to the baby. And she keeps on having pain. For 2 months prior to the birth of the baby, she keeps on having pain, and she has her knees down, and she doesn't subside. Not even for 1 moment. I mean, this can happen. So, and then she, 2 months later, after she had the knees down, she gives birth to the baby. So then we wouldn't say that it's done, can she? Just because it was coupled with pain. Only that kind of pain that is an incident of birth, labor, makes it into Dam Keishi, but not any other pain. So kamu yikishiyos, rameyarim rafla aboyim v'chamishiyayim. It depends whether she's a strong woman or a weak woman. But if there is more than 50 days intervening between the pain and the Riyas Dam that was coupled with pain and the birth, so it's not considered Dam Keishi. So then it's considered like pain that is coupled sometimes with every period by certain women. So it's not considered Dam Keishi. When is it considered Dam Keishi if the pain took place in the 9th month? So even though it was the beginning of the 9th month and the pain didn't subside for 24 hours, so and then it culminated in the birth of the child, so it's considered Dam Keishi. Says that only within the 2 weeks prior to the birth of the child. But if, let's say, the Riyas Dam took place 3 weeks before, or let's say 15 days, more than 2 weeks, 15 days before the birth of the child, and the pain, even though the pain didn't subside, until until she gave birth to the child, so she still is obey. It's not considered amgeishi. When is it considered labor pain? Labor pain only if it took place within 14 days of the birth, prior to the birth. But if it took place more than 14 days prior to the birth, even though the pain never subsided until birth, so it's not considered amgeishi. So maybe it's considered amsheifi. If it's amsheifi, so she becomes his own day. All right, Rashi. Hamikashi was not a reason anymore. Born Tazo. Because the Marulad, the Muyom Sihad was Yashim in Lido. Because the Mosheh Yom Gitsufi. We saw some Mitzah. May Slay is Bill Vidi. We all believe in Mil Sidito, Mishavaso, with Bo Mahmas Vlad. He'll carry the same. I will saw some Hudosto from Mishavaso, Mahmas Vladu, Rahmanetia and Mizibe.